Hi, everybody. Welcome again to another podcast. Here we are at the end of August. Time is really flying. And today I like to talk about how does a Christian discern living in the last days, coming from 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 9. It says this, "But understand this, that in the last days, difficult times will come. For people will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, irreconcilable, slanderous, without self-control, savage, opposed to what is good, treacherous, reckless, conceited, loving pleasure rather than loving God. They will maintain the outward form of godliness, or they'll come across religious, but will have rejected its power. So avoid people like these, for some of these work their way into households and captivate weak women who are overcome with sins and led along by various passions. Such women are always seeking instruction, yet never able to arrive at a knowledge of the truth. And just as Jannes and Jambres opposed Moses, so these people who have warped minds and are disqualified in the faith also oppose the truth. But they will not go much further, for their foolishness will be obvious to everyone, just like it was with Jannes and Jambres." Again, that's 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 9. So, through scriptures, God makes it plain and clear how to discern some of the ways and characteristics of what it looks like in these last days. Let me ask you a question. Do you believe we're living in the end times or the last days? It's really something to think about and to pray about. I tell you, the more you get into the scriptures, it becomes clearer and clearer about the time we're living in. According to 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, one of the major characteristics of a true believer in these end times will be an increase of suffering for Christ. Paul said to Timothy, "But you, Timothy, certainly know what I teach and how I live, and what my purpose in life is. You know my faith, my patience, my love, and my endurance. You know how much persecution and suffering I have endured. You know all about how I was persecuted in Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra. But the Lord rescued me from all of it. Yes, and everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution." Again, that's 2 Timothy 3, 10 through 12. Also in 1 Peter, Peter said, "Remember, it is better to suffer for doing good, if that is what God wants, than to suffer for doing wrong. Christ suffered for all of our sins once for all time. He never sinned, though. But he died for sinners to bring you safely home to God. He suffered physical death, but he was raised to life in the spirit," according to 1 Peter 3, 17 and 18. Based on the scriptures I just read, the Bible is very clear as to those who are in Christ. At some point in time in your walk with Jesus, you will suffer persecution because of your faith in Jesus, especially when you take a stand on biblical principles and issues, or maybe just because of doing what is right and pleasing before God. Dear friends, don't be surprised at the fiery trials you're going through, as if something strange were happening to you. Instead, be very glad. But these trials make you partners with Christ in his suffering, so that you will have the wonderful joy of seeing his glory when it is revealed to all the world. If you are insulted because you bear the name of Christ, you will be blessed, for the glorious Spirit of God rests upon you. If you suffer, however, it must not be for murder, stealing, making trouble, or prying into other people's affairs. But it is no shame to suffer for being a Christian. Praise God for the privilege of being called by His name. That's 1 Peter 4:12 through 16. Jesus said, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." That's Matthew 5:10. He also said, "God blesses you when people mock you and persecute you and lie about you and say all sorts of evil things against you because you are His followers." Be happy about it. Be very glad, for a great reward awaits you in heaven. And remember, the ancient prophets were persecuted in the same way. That's Matthew 5:11-12. So, if you're suffering or have suffered persecution just because you bear the name of Christ, don't be ashamed or embarrassed by it. That's the time to rejoice and to be glad that you are sharing in His sufferings. Now, who will want to harm you if you're eager to do good? But even if you suffer for doing what is right, God will reward you for it. So don't worry or be afraid of their threats. Instead, you must worship Christ as Lord of your life. And if someone asks about your hope as a believer, always be ready to explain it. But do this in a gentle and respectful way. Keep your conscience clear. Then if people speak against you, they will be ashamed when they see what a good life you live because you belong to Christ. Remember, it is better to suffer for doing good, if that is what God wants, than to suffer for doing wrong. 1 Peter 3:13-17. Now, the Apostle Paul is in prison for his awaiting faith, a death sentence. This is Paul. He's in prison for his faith, awaiting a death sentence. And he calls Timothy to suffer with him as a good soldier of Christ. And this is what he said to Timothy: "Endure suffering along with me as a good soldier of Christ Jesus." 2 Timothy 2:3. How many of us would be willing to go through suffering for another brother or sister in Christ without complaining? That's something to think about. Here are some more ways and characteristics of how to discern living in the last days. The Bible commands us to not be deceived and delude ourselves. In other words, wake up. Don't fool yourself. Paul says again in 2 Timothy 3:13, "Evil people and imposters will go on from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived." Jesus tells us in Matthew 7, "Not everyone that say unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? And in your name have cast out devils? And in your name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." Matthew 7:21-23. Now, why did I read this? This is one of the characteristics that Jesus spoke about. Many within the body of Christ claiming to have done great miracles, signs and wonders in His name. But Jesus doesn't even know who they are. He tells them to depart. Does Jesus know you? Paul said, "Evil people and imposters will go on from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived." Again, that's 2 Timothy 3:13. All I'm saying is to make sure you're not deceived or being deceived. Examine yourself and make sure that you're in the faith. Examine yourself according to God's word, not according to someone else's walk with God. We should heed these warnings of Jesus. We should also find ourselves drawing nearer to Jesus, in whom is our only hope. The only way a person becomes disillusioned or fall away from Christ and cannot discern the condition of the times we're living in is that they have never put their trust in Jesus in the first place. Or they're just not taking the time reading and studying the Word of God and encountering His presence. Be careful of building your relationship with Christ on listening to internet preachers and social media preachers and teachers, or depending solely on your pastor or leaders. Get into that secret place in God for yourself. Spend time in your Word, pray, and build yourself up in your most holy faith with the Holy Spirit. Being religious and having a true, authentic love relationship with Jesus and our Heavenly Father are two different things. I encourage everyone to get to know God, the Father, and His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. John 17:3 says, "And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." The scriptures gives us full descriptions of what will happen in the last days and how we Christians can discern the signs of the times. All you have to do is get in your Bible, read and meditate on God's word, and always pray. Lastly, the Apostle Paul says it will be perilous times. This word can be translated to mean difficult, terrible, dangerous, or even violent. There will be seasons of heightened peril in the last days. This means more intense than normal. Aren't we seeing this happening now? All over the world, especially in America. For people will love only themselves and their money. They will be boastful and proud, scoffing at God, disobedient to their parents, and ungrateful. They will consider nothing sacred. They'll be unloving and unforgiving. They'll slander others and have no self-control. They will be cruel and hate what is good. They will betray their friends, be reckless, be puffed up with pride, and love pleasure rather than God. They will act religious, but they will reject the power that could make them godly. The Bible says to avoid or stay away from people like that. 2 Timothy 3:2-5. Read it for yourself. So why was Paul informing Timothy about the last days? Even during that time, believers had the hope of Christ returning during their day, because evil and wicked things were happening just like they're happening today. But because there are so many people who have not yet come to believe in and to know Jesus, God said through Peter, "Most importantly, I want to remind you that in the last days, scoffers will come, mocking the truth and following their own desires. They will say, 'What happened to the promise that Jesus is coming again?' From before the times of our ancestors, everything has remained the same since the world was first created. They deliberately forget that God made the heavens long ago by the word of His command, and He brought the earth out from the water and surrounded it with water. Then He used the water to destroy the ancient world with a mighty flood. And by the same word, the present heavens and earth have been stored up for fire. They're being kept for the day of judgment, when ungodly people will be destroyed. But you must not forget this one thing, dear friends. A day is like 1,000 years to the Lord, and 1,000 years is like a day. The Lord isn't really being slow about His promise, y'all, as some people think. No, He is being patient for your sake. He does not want anyone to perish or to be destroyed, but He wants everyone to repent. That's 2 Peter 3:3-9. And this is why our Lord Jesus hasn't returned yet, because there are so many people who still have not yet come to believe in and to know Jesus. He's given people time to repent. But keep in mind, time is running out. And also, Timothy needed to understand the nature of the last days so he wouldn't get discouraged and fall away. Jesus warned the disciples about coming persecutions. Jesus said, "I have told you all these things so that you will not fall away." John 16, verse 1. This same encouragement is for all of us who are born again, filled and sealed with the Holy Spirit. Make sure that you are born again, filled and sealed with the Holy Spirit. This is not the time to become weary and well-doing. And this is not the time to get distracted. This is definitely not the time to be discouraged and to fall away. With everything that's been going on around us, just within this month of August, if you're breathing and have witnessed the scorching hot temperatures, hurricanes happening in unusual places with an earthquake on the same day of the storm in the same state, killer wildfires. Need I say more? If you can't tell or discern the signs of the times, I encourage you to cry out to Jesus right now. Ask him to come into your heart and fill you with his Holy Spirit. Repent of your sins and get into your Bible. Pray. Stay close to Jesus. He will lead you on the path of righteousness. If you've been away from Jesus and you need to return to him, do so. Don't wait another day. He never stopped loving you. Jesus said, "I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents." That's Luke 15:10. I pray that this message blesses you. Blesses you to the point of wanting to share it with others. May God bless you all. May God keep you. May God guide you by his Holy Spirit. May he fill you with the knowledge and the wisdom of his will, plan, and purpose for you and for your household. May his peace guide and keep your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Be blessed, my friends. Until next time, take care in Jesus' name.